When it comes to a Christmas tree, there are a lot of choices out there. Maybe silver tinsel is your thing, or the classic fake plastic spruce. Or maybe you want to work for it and cut down the tree yourself. For Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen, that's her tradition, and this year we tagged along.
Before heading out on any adventure into the snowy woods, you always want to make sure you're prepared and have all the proper gear.
Do we have a saw?
Yes.
We have a saw.
Do we need a hatchet?
I don't know. Do we need a hatchet?
That's my boyfriend Grant and his roommate Bridger. The three of us are loading up my Subaru before we head out to the Snowy Range Mountains to cut down a tree in the Medicine Bow National Forest. We decide we probably don't need a hatchet.
Saw should be fine.
Do we have gloves?
We have gloves.
Do we have straps?
We have straps.
All right. So to the forest office.
Okay.
We're stopping by the agency so we can buy a permit. At $10 a tree, it's quite a bit cheaper than an artificial one or other real ones at Christmas tree stands. Aaron Voos is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says cutting down your own tree is getting more and more popular.
This forest, we sell around 2,000 each season.
Voos says even he and his own family cut down their own tree each year. And while they go out on private land owned by some friends, the tradition remains the same.
You know, you take it back to your house and there's a story that goes along with it.
And when it comes to keeping your tree green and fresh through the holiday season, Voos says it's a lot like getting a fresh bouquet of flowers.
Just trim off a little bit of the end, get it in water, keep it in water. You don't want it to dry out.
Now, you can't just go out and cut down any tree. There are lots of rules, like it can't be within 20 feet of any developed areas, like campgrounds or trailheads, and the tree can't be taller than 20 feet. Also,
we encourage people to take trees out of a group. And the reason for that is that that helps with the overall health of the forest by thinning out some of the smaller trees, which then enables the remaining trees to grow larger, you know, have more sunlight, have more water, more nutrients.
With that, the three of us hit the road. It's a perfect day for cutting down a tree. Chilly, but not too bad. When we arrive at the trailhead, we have it pretty much to ourselves since it's a weekday afternoon. Bridger says first, we have a decision to make.
We do have to decide Charlie Brown tree or like Hallmark movie tree.
I live in a pretty small apartment with lower ceilings, so I'm looking for something more on the compact end of things. While we're searching, we do some tree identification. That's because Bridger just happens to be a botanist.
This is a Douglas fir.
Or how do you know?
If you look at the cones, they have these little tags with these little W-shaped things coming out of them. And I always think of that as like Douglas the mouse is hiding in there.
But which one is considered more of a Christmas tree?
Any of the green ones?
It doesn't take long until we spot the perfect tree.
Yeah, this one seems great.
I really like this one, actually.
It's a Douglas fir, and it's not too tall, but not too skimpy either. It's just right. Before we start to cut it down, Bridger suggests we start another tradition. Whoever can guess how old the tree is doesn't have to pay for the mulled wine we plan to have back at the warm and cozy tavern in town. Grant is skeptical, though. After all, Bridger does have a bit of an advantage.
I'm not making this bet with a botanist. Just asking to lose. I want to hear Bridger's bet first. That will make this fair.
I'm guessing this tree is 18 years.
What's yours?
19.
I'm going to go with 12.
With our wages placed, Grant gets out the saw. It doesn't take long either.
That's it.
Wow, that was easy.
Then it's time to count the rings and settle this bet. Bridger blows off the sawdust to get a closer look, and we can really smell the fresh pine then.
One, two right before that bright one.
Yeah.
Then the end of the bright one's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Only 10.
Maggie won!
Yep, I beat the botanist. The tree weighs 15 pounds tops, so it's a light load down the trail and a snap getting it up on the top of my car. The three of us agree it was a good excuse to get outside. Plus, it doesn't hurt that I won the bet. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.